conversation with those guys who probably wanted to play?
Not overly difficult. They all understood the situation. Back-to-back is the game that if you're going to take some guys out, every NHL team's got a list of 13 guys that are dealing with something. There's just, it's rare that a guy feels 100% healthy. So those guys came out. They're all going back in. It wasn't difficult. I think Morrissey wasn't old enough to get an option, but the other guys, we had a conversation with it about them.
Even Blake went along with it?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we talked to these guys, and he understands where he's at, and he doesn't. Blake is not looking for acknowledgement in anything that he does. 82 games is very impressive, and he's been such an incredibly durable player. But he's not looking for that individual record. It made sense on that night for him to come out, so it was the right call. But I didn't have to work at it with him. He knew it.
Can you update us on Toby? Will he be ready for game one? And Kulikov as well?
Kulikov won't be. He's still a ways away. Toby will make a decision early part of this week of ice time, when to put him on the ice, where he's at. The doctors still have the final say in that one, so I don't have anything cleaner than that for you.
Paul, your team's been able to maintain its focus here, even over the last month when mostly things were wrapped up and you had clinched. What do you attribute that focus to? Where does that come from?
I don't ever think we felt that things were wrapped up here. The Central Division wouldn't allow you to think that way. When you look at the block of games, so now we have 110 and that's fine, but we ran Dallas, who was right into the teeth of it, and then we go Anaheim, LA, Boston. Those are heavy, heavy games, and you can look at that schedule and play well and lose every one of those games. You take 10 points off us, we're feeling like we're in a little bit of a different situation. So there was never that comfort level. There was also never the gnashing of teeth that things were going bad here. We've worked very hard from the start handling our day today and not spending a whole lot of time talking about last season or the sins of the past and not about expectations about where you were going to go with the win that you just had or the loss. So handle the day. And that would maybe be the one thing that I would say that we've been good at after losses, after wins coming in, understanding what was to be accomplished that day.
You have the ninth best penalty killing in the league, but you've given up the most shots on the PK.
Right.
Are you worried about that?
It's a really good question. So where we think we've made the biggest, and it slid to ninth because it was pretty darn good about a week and a half ago. We really work hard at defining where the shot's coming from for our goalie. So the one thing that we haven't seen a whole lot of that you saw a tremendous amount last year were goals off entries, off chaos, and the second was the seam. And so we don't ask our goaltender to go post to post. So he has a pretty good idea if we're going to give something, and we do. And this isn't free range, like, hey, that's all you. But if we're going to give you a shot, we're going to pretty much tell you where that shot's coming from. So we are aware of. When we don't like it, we prefer to stay in pressure as long as we possibly can. But we did not do a good job in the past of, you know, we were stuck in the gray area. You're either going or you're not. The gray area kills you, and now we're not stuck in the gray area very often. So our guys in net have a pretty good idea of what they're going to see on that PK, and they've been good. They've been really good. At the end of the day, you can say that our structure's better, but our goaltending is the key piece to that, for sure.
Paul?
Okay, so I can't in using the word that if I gave you the impression that he's matured, because he's not far off game one of his first year. But what's really impressive is prior to that, he had a ways to go. So he really worked. He's a smooth skating kind of puck moving defenseman. That's who we drafted, and that's who we saw in training camp. And there were pieces of his game, and we would say, you know, kind of the sprint to puck retrievals, the one-on-one battles in the corner, the quick puck movement instead of slowing the game down. And then he showed up at camp one year, and I'm at the World Cup, and I'm calling back and getting the reports, and they're saying, you got to see Josh Morris, he's unbelievable. And I'm thinking, okay, he's going coast to coast, he's snapping it around. They said, no, defensively, he's unbelievable defensively. And I'm thinking, yeah, well, we'll see when we get back. And then there's this Josh Morrissey, so it's a great example of playing in the minors, getting some time. All of that credit, you know, coaches would like to take credit. I don't know that we can with this guy. He figured it out on his own, and he attacked what he needed to be good at. And now he's our best at it. In those areas of the game on the left side, he's the guy that's on the ice against the other team's best, and it really wasn't a development decision. I mean, we said, hey, if we put these two kids together, they'll grow in to be a real nice pair, and that'd be good. But it was kind of easy because we're going, well, he's probably our best in those corners anyway, so there's your shutdown guy.
As for tonight's lineup, can you share who won't play?
Tanev's out, but he skated today, so you know he's right there. Roslovic stays in, and then everybody else that was out comes back in. So Dano is out, Matthias is out, Tucker Pullman is out, and Sammy Niku's out. Everybody else comes back in.
Nick had just said that one of the things that allows the team to stay focused going into these last couple of games is there's things they want to work on, not necessarily happy with some of their games. Just wanted to know what you thought or how you get to a stage with this team this year where, you know, you don't always come with your best game, but you found a way to consistently get wins even when you're not bringing your best every night.
So I think maybe that's true Ottawa, Montreal, our last two games. There were things that we really liked. Our starts were outstanding, and we looked really good, and then the game kind of wobbled a little bit. I didn't feel this year that there were extremes in our game. We didn't leave the bench a whole lot saying we dominated that team and lost the game. And I didn't leave the bench a whole lot going, man, we stole one in here tonight. We're pretty consistent with our game all year. You know, if we're off it a little bit, and there wouldn't be excuses, but there'd be some factors, you know, like going into Nashville back-to-back from Washington. I mean, they blew our doors off in the first 10 minutes. But we had actually nine guys kind of out of our lineup at that time. But there were no extremes to our game this year. So we've been good. In every game that we won, there's parts of that game you're thinking, if that puck goes in, it changes the game, but it didn't. So we got really good goaltending. It was a real piece to that. We gave them a chance to be good on a long period of time. But I think we were a very consistent hockey team.
If Connor plays, if Connor wins tonight, he'll tie a record with Tom Barrasso. Most wins for U.S.
Born. He's a good friend of mine.
Does he get a chance to break that on? Does he get a chance to break that on Saturday if he wins tonight?
So Connor Hellebuck has had an unusual year in terms of the number of starts, but the answer is that is completely up to him, and it really has been for about the last 5-6 weeks. So you look at, we have this really unusual schedule. We got half our game road games done by Christmas, but from February 1st to now, I think we've gotten off a plane tired 4 times. It's 2.5 months, right? Like that's really unusual. So I got a really rested goalie. And then the other thing is we built blocks of 3 and 4 days for him to get off the ice. So even if he missed just one game, he took the 2 days off, had a light practice. So Connor gets what he needs in his mind, and he's learning this too, right? This is the first year for him as a number one in the NHL. He's going to hit that, you know, the 66-7. We were probably shooting for 65, 60 to 65. We had the injuries, but our schedule let us do it. And at the end, this was a conversation with Connor. What games do you think you need down this stretch? And then we would evaluate it after. Do you still want that game or do you want this game? So we put it in front of him. Wade would talk to him in depth every day about how he was feeling, what he needed to do. Because this is still learning for him and for, we're still fourth or fifth youngest team. He's got to learn what his body needs when it doesn't feel good, when it feels good. I'm not saying he wakes up feeling great every day. There's some days he's got to get in the net where he's not feeling great, and he's been good in those games. So we let Connor tell us what he wants.
Paul, what did you see from Sammy Niku in Montreal, and where do you think he's at as an NHL prospect?
Really happy with where he's at as a prospect. He had a spectacular year in the American League, and that's a good league, and it's a heavy league at times. When you look at their travel, And the physicality of that game sometimes is more difficult than the NHL game. He's not a big guy, and he's a skater, so he had a really nice body of work there. Quick, goes back and gets the puck. We look at him as somebody maybe like Toby Enstrom. When Toby came into the league, he's very dynamic. I think a couple of 51-point seasons. Toby was a real skater, real puck mover. He went back and got it quick. He moved it quick. All of the things that you would like to see improve, he's going to need to improve. You would say of any defenseman where his stick is a lot of the times, and those are things that you learn, that your stick's really important, especially if you're a smaller guy. How you handle net front on bigger men, those are things that you will learn over time, but we were pleased with his game.
He looked super confident, I mean, and he was even talking about it, like how he wasn't going to chase the puck away, and I'm going to make plays, and that's how it talks.
We did not see a lack of confidence in Sammy yet, no. which is good.
Has Connor already told you he wants both these games to finish?
Oh, you're always on the inside scoop. It's his to decide, but the plan is that he wanted to play tonight, day off, play like a routine, start running his playoff routine on middays. So decide whether he wants to skate tomorrow. He's not a huge fan of the morning skates. We're good with that, too. Neither am I. So he wanted this block. He wanted the 2 days, not back-to-back, and then so he'd be ready to go.